Alrighty.
There's not a full downpour out there, but there's certain things you can see when it starts getting wet.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was, weather was perfect. Actually, we've got a good reprieve, you know, from a weather standpoint. It's been cool the last couple of days, kind of get our legs back a little bit and finish up tomorrow with a good pad of practice before we get our break day, you know, before we start getting ready to play Chicago. So, thought some good things. Rested some guys, a lot of young guys step up, made a lot of plays today, so we got a lot done.
Has anybody started to emerge as a number three receiver?
You know, I don't. I think they're all doing good things. You know, I'm watching Benny, Sunshine, Cody. Jordan, you know, you watch today. I mean, they're all making plays. So it's extremely competitive, and that's a good thing for us. And the special teams is really, really competitive because they're all involved, you know. So, and those young kids are doing a good job. Moe's made some plays today. Neil's made some plays. Kiff Morgan's made some plays. So it's a good group, good, strong group.
It seems like Benny's had a really good camp.
Benny has had an excellent camp. Yeah, I think he's, you know, as a player, when you get in that third year, fourth, I don't know what year Benny is, but you start to kind of see, hey, I can be a starter, you know. And I think that's what's going on with Benny. Benny sees himself at another level, you know, and he's willing to work toward it. So very proud of him right now.
What have Andy and Jawan
Shimmer for them so far? Well, they're both they both have good hands, so it's nice to have a fullback. They're both very smart. We asked our fullback to do a lot of things. You know, I think we knew what Andy was when we drafted him. I think Jawan has been – you know, exciting to see him take on what we've asked him to do. He's playing both. And Jawan, if anybody knows, the more you can do for a team, the better chance you have to make a team. So he's doing a really good job.
Coach, can we take some clues from your past offenses how you might use a fullback this year?
Oh, I mean, I know how I'd like to use them, you know, so we'll see. We'll see how good we are, you know. I mean, when you're operating with a fullback offensively, there's certain things you get defensively, you know. So when you're a one-back team and a lot of three and four wides, you get a variety of things. So that's one of the things can settle down a little bit. So we'll see. We'll see how good a job Andy and Jawan do.
Darren, a season where you're going into that first preseason game and the quarterback position isn't decided, the days leading up to it, are they different in preparation for you
no.
as a coach or
no.
the same?
They're the same. You know, we get them ready to play. And like everything I do out here, anytime I'm trying to evaluate something, there's things I want to go see. So I got to decide what those are between now and, you know, next Thursday. But no, we'll approach it the same way.
Coach, it seems like you take a couple
hits
on the offensive line. Are you worried about depth at that spot?
Well, I mean, they're all going to be there, you know, but this is training camp. So I'd love for them all to be working together and everybody be perfect and healthy and things going on. But, you know, that's not happening right now. But we'll get them there eventually. But what we're finding out is, you know, you're watching Weems play, you're watching Ferentz, and you're watching some guys really become some good players. So, you know, I try to stay focused on the long haul. I'm not – you know, like to have all five of them out there on a perfect day, but we'll get there. We'll get them there.
What did you see from Weems? Wasn't he a tackle?
Yeah. Was playing tackle. We brought him inside. You know, it's a lot easier to move from outside in football than inside out. And so we're trying to take a look at him. He's a bigger kid than what we've been playing with. You know, he's got good size. So we're just trying to give him an opportunity with Ty and Max missing a little time and see if he can compete in there with McGovern, those guys. And I think he's done that.
Michael's still in that mix at guard, too. We're kind of moving him.
Who? Yeah, I mean, obviously, Sko gets the hard end of the stick because he's a guy we move everywhere. But that's what gives him a chance, you know, to become a good player. I mean, he's got all those snaps. Got 13 starts in NFL under his belt at right tackle, playing the Super Bowl. I mean, think about things Michael's been in, and now he's playing all over the place. So that gives Michael a chance to be the best player he can be. You know, I don't know all those specifics, Jeff, you know, about how they release people and settle with, you know, I don't know all that. I just know Sam's got to get well. He's doing really good. He's been in the building the last couple of days. So, you know, that would be a question for the doctors and stuff.
Capri, looks like he's running well. Is he doing all those other things?
Yeah, he really is. Mike, he's when we're protecting, he's protecting. So that's been a big issue with him. He's playing well for Joe, which obviously, when the special teams coach is in there banging for a player every day, that helps the player. So I think Capri's a different kid. He sees an opportunity, and, you know, he's taking advantage of it so far. Yeah, he's about full go right now. He's almost going through the entire practice. I think he's doing some good things. You know, typical rookie. He's got a ways to go. Bill coaching him hard and trying to get him ready to go. So we'll see. But I expect him to play next week. Is that it? Okay, guys, y'all have a good day.